Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We got no jams.
Your two favorite unis here, and we are shamelessly obsessing about BTS.
BTS!
All day, every day.
BTS! Yeah,
yeah. Woo, 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 woo.
Yes! BTS! And
BTS.
BTS. And I'm very excited about today's episode, by the way.
Yes, me too.
This is a special episode, everybody. Special episode. We're hanging out. We're chilling. We're talking about chapter 2 and the questionnaire and the spring day giveaway. And we're just hanging out and we're having some beverages. You know,
it's a fun day. Like,
it we're is recording a fun this on an day. Evening. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So join us. Grab yourself a nice little beverage of choice. And we're going to just, like, hang out.
Yes, of course. And it's going to be a fun time. The answers you've all been waiting for to the questionnaire of doom. Because that was so tough. That was such a tough.
I know. We made it. And I had a hard time taking it.
Right? I waited a few days after we had made it, so I was like,
yeah, I did
okay,
as well.
You know, so that way I could forget what we put on there, and then I popped it up. I was like, ready for this. And first question, I was like, I don't even know what to pick.
I know. I know. We did a really good job, is all I can say. I literally opened it. I was like, dang, we did good, but like, we were too good, because this is really hard, and tough. I don't like this.
Yeah, we it was also real had Sophie's lot. Choice.
Yeah, yeah. We had a lot of participation, too, so we really appreciate that. We
I
had
know, thank you.
A lot of participation, and I
it's
was
nice to get
like,
all those responses.
When we pulled the final, like, results, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, you guys. Like,
yeah.
This is very
so
helpful
excited.
For us.
I can't wait to find out what the results were. I don't even know what they are. Only Sarah knows.
That's right. But before we dive into
ooh, this is
our
like an award show.
Results.
Welcome to
yes!
the Jammies. The Jammies!
The Jammies! Oh,
we're
oh
the
my
Jammies!
Gosh.
Welcome to the Jammies!
Welcome to the Jammies!
Welcome to the first annual Jammies. Tonight's your host, Uni Sarah.
Hello, everyone. Hello, I'm Uni Sarah. Welcome to the first annual Jammies. Co-host tonight, Uniju.
Settle down, everybody. Settle down. Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. Thank you, thank you.
That was me in the front row, just so you know. That was me.
It was. It was Sarah in
she's
the front
so
row.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Welcome to the Jammies. That
Welcome
means we're going
to
have to do
jammies.
This. Yeah,
every
this is
going
to have to just, like, be a new annual thing that we do. I'm here
this
for this.
This is our award
I love
show,
this.
The Jammies. I love this. Welcome to the Jammies. Oh, my gosh. And next year when we host this, we can wear our gin jammies.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Yes.
It's all coming together.
Okay, it's coming together. Everything's working out. Everything's working out
yes.
great.
Well, let's do the pre-show to the Jammies, because I do want to start with the spring day giveaway. So before we get into full-on jammies,
yes.
this is like the pre-show. We're getting hyped,
yes.
right?
Yes, the pre-show.
Pre-show. We had our the other annual thing that we do is our spring day giveaway.
Yeah.
And again, thank you so much for participating. If you took our questionnaire, you did get an entry. If you were a member of our Patreon, you also got an entry.
Yep.
And shout out to Lacey and Al, who were the only two that tagged friends to our Instagram posting, which is totally fine and fair. But those two, they were like, yes, I'm here to tag some friends on our Instagram. So thank you to those two. They got an entry for that. So thank you.
Yes.
So the winners, though. So this is, like a little pre-show of the jammies. We have three winners this year of the Spring Day giveaway. And the big winner, I'm going to save for the end. So we have two kind of smaller prizes. So the smaller prizes are sponsored by Astrid. So thank you to our great sponsor of the pre-show for the jammies.
Sponsored by Astrid. If you need an army, who's got resources? No better than Astrid.
Yes. Look no further. Astrid has your back.
She always gives us these great little gifts, and they're so cute. So she's just kind of like, every time I see Sarah, I know she's going to be like, Astrid has given me these. And so it's just so sweet to know that we have this little resource in the background that's thinking for us all the time. So thank you, Astrid. We appreciate your unofficial sponsorship.
Yes. Yeah, she is the best. Yes. And so for the small prizes, you have won a copy of Seven. Yeah. So it's a very cool, like the individual, like CDs, like the physical CDs for Seven. So there's two versions. So you're going to get two versions. Actually, I think there's three versions. You're going to get two. And also, I'm sending you a BT21 sheet mask and eye patch. So
nice.
You're getting a little pampering as you listen to the sweet, sweet nothings of Jungkook, letting you know what he wants to do to you 7 days a week.
7 days a week. And a little pro tip for that sheet mask, if you cut it right between where the nose and the eye parts meet, it will fit so much nicer.
That is a good tip. I have done that. It's very helpful.
Yes, it lays perfectly flat.
So much better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
You don't get that like weird bulgy.
Yes. So do that. Yeah, pro tip. It is so nice.
Yeah. So those are our small winner packages. So here we go. We have two winners. And the first winner of our small prize is...
I can't roll my
I can't either. All right, and the winner is Lacey.
Yay! Dun, 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 dun.
Lacey, you won with your entry of tagging your friends to our Instagram. So Lacey had three entries, actually. She did all the things, and the one that got her the win was tagging her friends. I think maybe her daughter, she said, too.
Annoying your daughter has gotten your daughter you a prize, which is totally an Uni Dude thing that would totally get a prize.
Yes, yes. Perfect. So congrats to Lacey. Thank you for participating.
Yay.
Our
yay,
other Lacey. Winner is Heidi.
Heidi.
Ooh. Heidi. And by proximity, Claudia.
Yes, because we can't leave out Claudia. If, for those who don't remember, Heidi and Claudia are our friends that we made when we were in Borahegas.
Hey. Yes, that's right.
And we met them before we went to the concert in Las Vegas, and we walked back to the hotel with them afterwards. They are so, so sweet.
We really loved
hanging out with them that time. So, we wouldn't want to leave Claudia out, so we're going to obviously throw in a little something for her as well.
Yes. Yes. So, Heidi technically won by participating in the questionnaire. Claudia also participated, though, which we really appreciate. Yes. But Heidi and also Claudia, yes, we will be sending you a little prize.
Woo-hoo! So happy for you.
Thank you for participating.
Now. And then...
we have the big prize. So this year, our Festa giveaway last year, we included an album in our big prize, and we have done so again this year. So this is big stuff, you guys. So for this year's winner of the Festa, of the Spring Day giveaway is... And included the Green Layover album. V's Green Layover album. And then a whole bunch of other little things that were put in there. I'm going to touch base with this winner. I'll also talk a few bias specific things here as well. But you've got a lot of goodies coming to you. Including this very cool like little Spring Day charm that I got off of Etsy. So that's in there as well. So I hope you enjoy. But the winner of our big prize is... I need my drum roll. Okay, thank you. Winner of the Spring Day giveaway is Melinda. Yay, Melinda. Yay,
Melinda. Which is so cool.
That was also the crowd, yes. The person in the front row that's like, oh, so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that was me in the front row. Yeah. Yeah, so Melinda won by participating in our questionnaire. So the questionnaire is what got you this win. So thank you so much for participating.
Thank you.
You are also in our Discord, which I appreciate because that will make it easy for me to get in contact with you to get your bias and mailing information. Yes. So,
oh, yay. Thank you. Wonderful winners. Wonderful winners all. So happy. To kick off this year's first annual Jammies.
That's right. And now to get into the main event.
We need to get like orchestral BTS style music. So like for when we move into it.
Yes.
Do 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 do.
Do 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 do. Yeah, actually, maybe I will try to find some and in post I will add it.
That would be so funny. Top. Yes, so, that would be hilarious. Definitely do so with the drum rolls, please.
No, those I'm going to leave in.
100%. My terrible attempts of rolling my tongue. I can't.
I also can't. Yeah, it's like.
And anybody, isn't it so infuriating? Sorry, tangent, but this is the Jammies. We're the hosts. We get to do our little side jokes.
That's right.
Isn't it infuriating when you can't roll your R's when people try to explain it to you? And they're just like, touch the tip of your tongue to the top of your mouth and then blow air through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, duh. Yeah. If I could do it, don't you think I would have?
Right? Thank you. That's so weird that both of us can't roll R's. I feel like I wonder what the like probability of that.
You know what? It's because of where we grew up in languages that never needed us to do that.
That's true. I can get phlegmy with some Hebrew and German.
For like, real. German and Koreans, too, have that phlegmy kind of thing. I could do that all day long, too.
Yes. Yeah,
but there's people that can't do that, too. So, who knows?
So maybe, that makes me feel better.
We'll see. We'll run some clinical studies and see like, what the anomaly is there.
Yeah, we'll get back to you guys. That'll be a business update.
Sarah's business corner.
Corner, thank you. I haven't had one in so long, I forgot what my own segment was called.
We're going to have to start adding another one for, like, Jude's academia discussions. Like, learn things about things I have to research.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, let's get into this year's Jammies.
That's right. Da-da-da-da. If we do this every time, I'm not finding anything for us to put in post because...
Challenge accepted.
This is how we operate. We're like, oh, we should do this, but no, we're just going to make the sounds ourselves. Thank you. Okay. First category for the Jammies is what was your favorite title track?
And the nominees were... are...
The Astronaut. More. Wildflower.
Say more.
Wildflower. I'm going to pause. This is amazing. Yes.
Da, 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 da. This one's so...
Philadelphia, that's where it's at.
Lady Flower, fly.
Like crazy.
I would rather be lost in the light, lost in the light, out of my mind.
Whatever it takes.
Feel me up high.
Higgum.
You know that a higgum. You know that a jiggum.
Don't tell a jiggum. Y'all, we got the arms up when Higgum came up. We were like, knife hands, let's go. Yes. Slow dancing.
You.
Standing next to you.
Standing next to you.
We just literally both did the, like, shimmy arm thing.
Shimmy arm thing. You know, it's deeper than the rain. It's deeper than the pain. It's deeper DNA.
Tick, 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 tick off. Dang it, we should have recorded this episode with video.
I know, so funny.
We've made a mistake.
So
choreo
funny.
Attempts are so bad. Oh my gosh, they're terrible. I'm dying. Okay.
We're not dancers.
Friends.
You and I go back to like '09. It's like forever. And you and I were keeping me my lonely nights together. So you would let me be yours if you'll be mine. And you could call me your baby. Let's put the land in friends for now.
Yes.
Oh, those high notes are killing me.
You crushed it. All right. I'm going to give you an extra little at the end. You're going to get your own Jammy Award for...
My own Jammy.
Yeah, best sound. Best sound.
Best OST.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last one. Closer Than This.
Go. Whenever you need me, I'll be. Right where you call me, I'll be. Never let you go.
Never let you go.
So cute.
The movement for that, you guys, is just us bopping side to side.
Swaying
just so you know.
Back and forth. Arms
perfect.
Up.
All right. Those are the nominees. And
the winner.
For what was your favorite title track is, with a whopping 47% of the vote, Standing Next to
next
You.
Next to you. Standing in the fire. Next to you. Next to you. You know it's deeper than the rain. Deeper than the pain. Oh, so good.
Yep. Yeah. Quite a heavy... percentage here. Yeah. 47%. Standing Next to You. Second place was Higgum with 23%.
So good.
Like Crazy came in third with
17%. Yes, that's my other one too.
And then Wildflower and the Astronaut sort of tied. Yeah, they had the same. Yeah.
The same. Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Do you remember what you voted for?
What I voted for.
Okay. I have it up, so I will tell you. Actually, I have not looked at your,
responses.
Like, your answers.
Yeah.
And I have both of ours up side by side so I can share. We picked the same one.
We both picked Like Crazy. That song had such a chokehold on us. You know what's crazy, too, is I couldn't, it was such a hard choice between Standing Next to You, Like Crazy, and Higgum for me, because those are like the three, all of them, obviously, before, disclaimer, jammies, obviously, it goes without saying.
Yeah.
We love all the things. Because
all
we're complimenting one
every
thing,
one
it's not
love.
It does, it's not a diss towards the other thing. It's just
correct.
A compliment for that thing. But I had a hard time picking between those three songs specifically. And what it had to come down to was, like, what is the song that I just couldn't stop thinking about for the longest time? And, like, Crazy, I felt like was just out longer, so it was in my head longer. But Standing Next to You also, that one was in my head almost every morning for, like, the month of November, I want to say. December, November, yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, I picked, like, Crazy because I just, the concept of the song, the music video for the song, us at that army party, like, dancing.
That was fun,
like, crazy.
Yes.
There's just a lot around it as, like, a total package for me and, like, my experience with that song that I just couldn't. I had to pick it. So that's kind of why I picked that one.
It's such a good song.
The choreo,
I love that song.
Like him like dancing with everyone on stage. I just like the whole concept around crazy for me was just chef's kiss.
I am so excited for the day we ever get to see that live and get to like be with ARMY in the stands in the crowd.
My gosh.
Just like
yeah.
Like losing it. Like that's gonna be the loudest whisper. It's gonna be the loudest whisper.
It's so true. It's so true. Bunch of chipmunks. The whole
a crowd of 90,000 people just, I hope that we can last forever. I
know. It's gonna be amazing. Amazing.
It's so good.
Yes.
Oh, hilarious. Oh,
wonderful.
Good win.
Okay.
Nice win, though. Nice win for Jungkook standing next to you.
Congrats to Jungkook standing next to you. Okay. The second award for tonight is, what was your favorite second title track?
Ooh.
So, the nominees are Arson.
Burn. Hit a booty burn. Burn.
Burn. Burn. Arson.
Arson.
Still life.
Got it. Got it. Oh. I'm still alive. Y'all can knock me in a frame. I'm moving. Yeah. I'm still alive.
Still alive.
Ooh. Life is better than a death. I'll
Set
prove it.
Set Me Free, part 2.
Oh.
That was so funny. Your hands, y'all, Jude's hands just went straight up in the air. Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Set Me Free Part 2 was like one of my favorite
Set
things.
Set me free.
Oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well.
Amygdala.
Oh, my amygdala, my amygdala. I will say blah blahs because I feel bad if I do Korean gibberish.
I honestly, as literally as we were doing this, I'm like, our listeners right now are getting such insight into how we do karaoke.
Listen to, yeah, totally.
Because this is us at karaoke, you guys, so you're welcome. Join us.
They're like, oh, no, I don't know if we want to hang out with them anymore.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fair. That's fair. Love Me Again.
I wish you would love me again.
Love me again.
No, I don't want nobody else. I wish you would love me again.
Rainy days.
Rainy days. I think about what to say. Wish I knew how to find a way right back to you.
3D.
Rainy days, like, oh, so if you're ready,
ready,
and if, you,
and
let
if
me,
you let me,
I want to see it.
See
you
in 3D.
You
yeah! Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
I want to see it.
See
in
it.
Motion.
In motion.
In 3D.
In 3D. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know I like it, girl.
7.
Oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 days a week. Every hour, every minute, every second. You know, night after night.
Night after night.
I'll be
you
right.
Because right. You know we're saying that explicit.
I know. I said the loving because we say we're a clean podcast, but we do have a censor beep.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. That was for
Thanks
me.
Sarah. That was you.
That was for me. I mean, honestly, at this point, we're going to have to assess and see if we go explicit. I think 2025 might be the year we hit that explicit button.
It might
guys.
Be the year.
Prepare yourself.
I have been holding back. It's been It's messing with my street cred. I don't curse as much as I used to.
I know. I've really cleaned you up. And I don't know if you're, you know, I don't know how that's going. Okay, but here we go. The winner of what was your favorite second title track? And the winner is Set Me Free Part 2. Woo! Yes, Set Me Free Part 2. It was not quite the blowout. So this one won with 24% of the vote. Then we had a three-way tie. Ooh. With Amygdala,
yes,
Seven, and Arson. So three-way tie.
All good. For second. All good. All good.
Yep. And then in third, another tie. Tie for third, which is 3D and Still Life.
Oh, yes. All good. All good. All good. Choices.
All right. Are you... Okay, so here is your... This is what you chose.
Yes.
Which was 3D. Yes, Jack Harlow. And the way you threw yourself into that choreo, I get it. I get it.
I know. I love that song. It is so... So good. And I just, body to body to body to body to body. I can't. Body. So good. But yes, I did have to vote for 3D.
Yeah.
You chose Set Me Free.
I chose Arson.
Did you? Oh, yes. You had to. Yes,
I love Arson. That is probably my favorite song off of Jack in the Box. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. And Arson's
I can never forget him performing that live.
For at real, the that is burned that in my shimmy? Brain. It's so that good. Shimmy, yes, it's
forever
so good.
Lives in my
that
brain.
That red shimmy, background shimmy. Is, I, it's just so good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had to stick with my boy. Yeah. And pick some Arson.
Yes. I was like, ugh. Yes, I had to go with 3D because that one really took me out. I wasn't expecting it from Jungkook, and so it became like. Part of my soul. It lives in my veins.
That chest. You can't say no.
For real.
Straight up. Can't say no.
It's like the song is written for me.
I mean, like, so I get good. You. I feel you.
I know. I love this song. So, yes, I don't regret my choice.
Okay. Yeah. No, there's no regrets here. I mean, literally Never. Any of them are wonderful. So.
Yeah.
Next award. What is your favorite B-side track?
Ooh.
And the nominees are...
Gonna test
me. Equal. Equal sign.
Gonna see the
equal sign.
Gonna paralyze your mind. Takes you nothing to be. Kai-ya-ya-ya-ya.
Oh, yeah. Pandora's Box.
J to the hope. Jung to the hammer. Jack in the box. Oh, this is my favorite. I loved it.
Yeah.
So good.
Him opening Lollapalooza with this.
Mm-hmm.
Intense.
That's so good.
Crazy.
Popping out of the box. What was bar? What was fine? What's one part?
Yep. Just like that.
That is so good.
Future.
Oh, future. I need it too. When I said I said I do.
Do
my knee, girl. Do my wee, girl. Sing. I need it too.
Need you.
Whoa, whoa.
When I said I do.
Whoa, whoa.
All day with Tableau.
We gotta fight when they say behave. We got dynamite in the DNA. Gotta be okay. I'm gonna be that way. Okay. I'm fighting all day. Okay.
All day,
yeah, yeah. All day, yeah, yeah. All day, yeah, yeah. All day, yeah, yeah. All day, yeah, yeah. All day, yeah, yeah.
All day,
yeah,
yeah. Lonely.
I'm feeling lonely. Somebody call me.
Call me. Face off.
It's a good song once it gets to the chorus. I'm a Nina fucking sober.
down, break it down, 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 break it down, down, break it down, break it down, break it down.
D-Day.
Oh, future's gonna be okay. Dun, 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 when I see no pain, who got some real commitment for gasoline? Switch over. Time taking it over.
SDL.
Somebody does love, but I'm thinking somebody just love, but I'm thinking about Min Yoongi.
Slow dancing.
We could be slow dancing until the morning.
Such a good song.
Blue.
Blue, blue,
blue,
blue,
blue,
blue.
Yes or no?
Are we falling in love? Say yes. Are we feeling a rush? If so, if we're falling in love, say yes or no. Yes or no. Yes or no.
Please don't change.
Please don't change. Could you please?
I love you and I love you.
Please don't change. Cause I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Love the way you are. Please. Please don't change.
Okay. And the winner for what is your favorite B-side track is a tie. And the tie goes to Face Off and Yes or No.
Oh, yay!
So we got a Jim and JK tie.
Yeah, Jim and JK.
Yes or No and Face Off. Yep. So it was a tie for first.
We got a Cookman tie, you guys.
That's right. That's right. And then for second, we also have a tie. A four-way tie for second. This just shows, like, none of us could pick. The four-way ties between D-Day, SDL, yes. Please Don't Change, and All Day with Tableau.
Yeah, they're so good. All good. That's because we put all good things.
I know. And then tied for third is a three-way tie between Lonely, Pandora's Box, and Equal Sign.
Oh, I feel Lonely bad because it feels like maybe because Jack in the Box came out so far away. I know, you do love that song.
I love Lonely. That is
so what was your vote?
Please Don't Change.
That was yours?
What was mine? Love I Please Don't Change. Yours is Pandora's Box.
Oh, yes, because I love that song so much.
Yeah.
Jump to the Himalaya.
Again,
Jump
like experiencing that live at Lollapalooza is crazy.
That is honestly why I had to pick that song, because experiencing it live at Lolla in that crowd was amazing. It's another reason why Piece of Peace is now one of my favorite songs, even though I loved that song before, but it wasn't like one of my favorites. And then ever since we saw it in the crowd, it's now one of my favorite songs.
I love it.
So good.
Okay. Next award is Favorite Ballad. And the nominees are The Astronaut.
When I'm with you.
With you.
There is no one else. I get heaven to myself.
When I'm with you.
When I'm with you. There is no...
I was harmonizing with you.
Yeah. Safety zone.
Safe zone.
Safe zone. That's all I hear as well.
Safe That's zone. How they say Safe their zone. Z's. That's how my I mom know. Has always pronounced them. So it's so normal that he says Safe zone.
I know, but it sounds like Safe John.
I know.
I, too, want to have a friend named John that is my safe zone.
Yeah, Safe Joan. Or Joan. Yes. If her name was Joan. And oh, she Joan. Was your, safe Joan.
Yes.
Safe
Joan. Joan or John. I'm down. Yeah. If you're cool, you can be my safe zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 2, featuring Park Ji Yoon. I immediately was transported to a coffee shop. Letter, dear army.
I say uh-oh. I say uh-oh. That is like every army, anytime like something minor happens, like you spill your coffee cream a little bit. I say uh-oh. Oh, I really need to get, I need to get on TikTok. Oh my gosh.
You do. Snooze. Absolutely. Like, you are all this, like, you're wasting this talent on me. Get it on our TikTok, girl. Make us some views.
I know. I'm going to be like, Parker, I'm going to need you to give me, like, a rundown on TikTok.
Yeah. Please and thank you. Snooze. Featuring Ryuichi Sakamoto. Woosung.
Dun, dun. Go dun. I can't sing Korean.
It sounded like you're saying a book of cheese. Book of cheese. Yes.
Book of cheese. When my sister and I were little kids, we used to pretend like we could speak Korean because we thought our mom looked so cool when she did it. So we would just say the dishes that we knew, like, really quickly in tone. So we'd be like, bulgogi kimchi cheese. Like,
I love that. Da 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 da. I don't think I'm even going to attempt Woosung's part. It is so high.
That's the part I'm not going to get that. Yeah, no.
That's a lot.
I'm like one or two drinks away from being able to hit that, and I'm not gonna get there tonight.
Yeah, we gotta get a couple more drinks.
Yeah, we're hosting the jammies, okay? This is not the night for that.
Yeah. For us.
I'm in California. I'm in California. Da 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 da. Cause it breaks my heart.
You gotta get real tiny, tiny voice, little chipmunk.
You're in California. I gave my best shot. Now I'm in California. I'm still waiting for you. We change your mind.
Hate you.
Cause I'm gonna hate you. I'm gonna hate you. Treat you like the villain that you never were.
Shot glass full of tears.
Shot glass full of tears.
Drink, cheers.
Why do we sing it like an Irish drinking pub song? Like, why is it that way, huh?
You and I both,
we go drink, say cheers. And we like hold our arm up. That is shot not the candor of this song.
Yeah. I've got a bunch of steins. I'm bringing a stein. We are full on pub style and let's go.
Got a shot glass full of tears. You're going to sing it like a Viking?
Yeah,
drink, say cheers. Or it'd be like the guys in the pub from Rapunzel.
That's right. All the villains. Okay. And that concludes the nominations for Favorite Ballad.
All right.
And the winner of Favorite Ballad is... The Astronaut! Yay! When I'm with you.
There is no one.
Yes. The astronaut won with 36% of the vote, which is great.
That's a big percentage.
Big percentage, yep. And second place, Letter, Dear Army, with 24% of the vote. Third place, Snooze.
Yep.
Fourth place was Shot Glass Full of Tears.
Got it.
And then tied for fifth was Hate You and number two with a tie.
Okay.
Tie for fifth.
Interesting, interesting. All right, yes. So let's go over
You know
our
which
votes.
One I picked. Yeah, you know which one I picked. 100%.
Shot Glass Full of Tears.
Shot Glass Full of Tears. Absolutely, 100%.
Of course.
In fact, I like low-key was mad at the percentage, like the votes that it got.
You're like, it should have gotten
low-key
more.
Mad. It should have won. Sorry. I know that I'm having my Kanye moment. You guys, the astronaut was I get it. The astronaut's a good one, but Shot Glass Full of Tears should have won. That's the best music video. I was Kanye in that moment.
And then if Shot Glass Full of Tears wins later, it's going to have to give up its time to let, the astronaut come and accept its award.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let you finish, 100%. But.
I let you finish, but Shot Glass Full of Tears was music video of the year, just so you guys know.
That's one of my favorite cultural moments. I remember when that happened.
I know, me too. I was what is happening?
I miss old Kanye. I miss when he was Kanye. Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
I'll let you finish, but
yeah.
I'm going to make a meme about this, and we're going to post it on our Instagram.
Excellent. Let's do it. so funny. But yes, you voted for The Astronaut as well, so.
I love that song so
good
much.
Job.
Every single time it
I
comes
know.
On, I'm like, oh.
It is so good. It is so good.
Such a good song.
Very well done. Go Jin. Yeah, very
Go
well
Jin.
Done.
Go Jin. Jin, 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 Jin,
Jin, Jin, Jin, Jin, Jin, Jin, Jin, Jin, Jin, Jin, Jin. Okay, next award is for Favorite Collab. And the nominees are Yun featuring Erykah Badu.
You keep the silence. For you do something now. Yeah, yeah. You be a human for the death of you now.
I want to be a human for a decent heart. It's a cruel world, but it's going to be my part. Because the true beauty is the true sadness. Now you can feel my madness.
Oh my gosh, well done.
Phew, thank you. I'm doing like a Fred Armisen level of impressions on this episode.
Yeah,
here.
You're crushing it. You're definitely getting a jammy at the end of this.
Thank
worry,
you.
Girl.
Thank you.
Yes,
the musical
yes,
styling
sound design. I will give myself one for a good announcing voice, and that's
yes,
it. I will
and you are also it. Helping me out with the musical talent. You'll get a jammy at the end of this, too.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that. Closer, featuring Mahalia and Paul Blanco.
I get a feeling sometimes that I got it close enough to you. Cause I'm in love.
I got a feeling sometimes. I can get close enough to you. I feel it most in the nighttime. Even though that's when I'm closest to you. I could be
something. Closer than we've ever been.
Closer than we've ever been.
Girl, you got another girl block, baby. Come and follow me on a money dolphin, let the lips lock, baby. But you run away like fish.
Oh, yeah. But you run away like fish.
Like fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite lyric of all time.
That I can get close enough to you.
Oh, I love that song.
I do too.
But you run away like fish.
Like fish. Next nominee. I have to announce it because you're going to think I'm asking a question, but I'm not. Huh? Featuring J-Hope.
What the do you know about me?
About me.
Yeah, yeah.
What the S do you know about me?
About me.
About me.
Well, you
featuring Max.
This is when you see the ashes falling out your window. There's someone in the mirror that you don't know. Everything is all wrong. So burn it till it's all gone.
Yeah, burn it.
Our faces both changed when we turned into Augustine. Yeah, Augustine.
We did. We went into full Augustine.
Yeah, burn it.
Augustine embodied us.
Like, yeah, we like took it came on the into soul. Our
soul. Closer to You, featuring Major Lazer.
Closer to you.
This is the gay club one. That one should be played in Miami gay clubs.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
The Astronaut, Coldplay.
And I'm with you.
There is no one
else. Nate's gonna be like, what are they doing?
I know.
He's just gonna hear me belting randomly.
I know. My family probably already thinks I'm insane.
Yeah, it's fine. They knew what they signed up for.
They know it. They know what this
On
is.
On the Street, featuring J. Cole.
I'm a terrible whistler.
I can't whistle. I can't whistle either. Nope.
I'm getting the tiniest whistle up.
Every time I walk. Every time I run. Every time I move. It's always for us.
Us.
Every time I look.
Always for us.
Every time I love. Every time I hope. It's always for us.
For us.
Us feel.
So good. I love that song.
Love Wins All, featuring actor V.
Darling, lonely, my universe. The way I when I should lay.
Did I do it any justice?
It's love.
I think so.
Performing that live, and it just sounds so amazing with no backtrack.
No,
that girl,
I don't think I've seen her sing it live. That's crazy.
There's a video of her that it is live and there's no backtracking, and she's not even struggling in the slightest. That girl is an angel.
IU is incredible.
She is an angel.
Yeah,
she's so good. IU.
That's gonna be a spinoff podcast. It's just gonna be us talking about how much we love IU.
I heart you.
I heart you, absolutely. Yeah. That is going to be it.
A podcast about how much we heart IU.
IU. I love it. Okay, we got two more. Standing Next to You, featuring Dance Machine Usher. Usher.
Stop. Can you feel that?
Can you feel that?
It's like heaven and earth move whenever we touch. You don't feel it. The universe expands when you and I dance.
The hands. 3D, featuring Justin Timberlake.
So if you're ready, and if you let me, Justin Timberlake, I wanna see it in
motion. Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake. He does say JT.
I know.
So honestly, close enough.
I know. I was like, he says his name and JT and stuff a lot.
He says, songs. Yeah, he says JK Justin and JT.
And JT.
Justin Timberlake. JT and JK together now or something like that. Watching it rain now. Oh, he says Seoul, Korea. That's pretty cool.
to Seoul, Korea.
Okay. Seoul, Korea. All right. And the favorite collab category. The winner is Closer featuring Mahalia and Paul Blanca.
Yes.
By quite a bit. 36% of the votes.
That I can get close enough to you. I feel the most in the nighttime.
Even though that's when I'm closest to you.
I could be under your skin.
Closer than we've ever been.
Oh, man. That song's so good.
I'll be closer than we've ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That one is awesome.
Paul Blanco is amazing in that one.
I know. So smooth. I love him. He has a really great song called Toronto.
Oh, yeah? I'll have to check that out for sure. Yeah. He's smooth. His voice is good.
I know. So, Closer. Then, second place, tie goes to On the Street and Standing Next to You.
Yes.
Tied for second. Third place goes to Love Wins All featuring Actor V. And then, Closer to You featuring Major Lazer comes in at fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Congrats.
Congrats. Congrats. Congratulations. Congrats.
Closer. Okay. So good. Oh, and then that's what I picked for my favorite collab.
Mm-hmm.
And then you picked On the Street.
I know I did. Because
that's right.
I loved this collaboration. I loved it. The reason I picked it, for multiple reasons. One, I love rap. I just love it. So to have J. Cole, who's like a legend that has made his mark on hip hop and rap, his verse is so good. It's so clean. But also, J. Hope has always been so inspired by J. Cole. And so for him to get to work with him was just like this, I loved seeing this like lifelong, like meeting of a hero kind of thing for J. Hope.
Yeah.
And it like sticks with me every single time I hear this song. Whenever he says, J. Hope, Cole World, I'm always like, like, I like get so proud because I'm just like, I know that J-Hope probably feels that way when he hears J. Cole say that about him. It's so good. I love it.
I know.
Oh, such a good
man,
song.
Man, you've sort of like convinced me I should have picked that one too.
No, this was based on just listening. And like you said, you're like, I haven't listened to we just talked about the Hope on the Street stuff, and you were like, I haven't listened to this song in a minute, and I was like, I probably listen to it still weekly.
Yeah,
because I love this song still so much. Like, I really, really do.
Closer
enjoy the song.
Is the one that I probably listen to the most out of all these. I love that. I love Closer and Lonely off of Indigo. Yeah. I have those on rotation all the time.
Closer, I had to stop being on my rotation because it was getting stuck in my head at like a.
It will get you.
Because it became a point where I'd just be like, oh, I got a feeling sometimes that I can get close enough to you. You don't know anything. It'd be like, oh, do you want to go here? No, I got a feeling it's going to rain. I got a feeling sometimes that I can get close enough to you. Every single anything.
Yep.
So I had to like give it a couple skips so that way I didn't
give it a rest
keep
for a little bit. Yeah. Let that just rest over there. Yeah. I feel you.
It's buried deep there, so.
Yeah. All right. Next award is for favorite music video. Favorite music video.
Okay.
And the nominees are this one. So these are ones that we've already done. So if you don't feel like doing music, that's totally fine. We're going
to
kind of flip through these. Because actually, we have a lot of nominees.
I know.
So for this one, I'm just going to flip through. Okay. Favorite music video. People Part 2. Higgum. Amygdala. Rainy Days. Love Me Again. Slow Dancing. Friends. 7. 3D. Standing Next to You. And the winner for favorite music video goes to Higgum.
Yay!
Higgum.
Higgum.
Yep.
You know, temperature. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I love that video.
So that one took the win with 36% of the votes. Second place, Set Me Free Part 2, baby.
Yay! Such a good video. Such a good
Such a good video. Third place, Seven.
Yeah.
Seven. For third place. Fourth place was Standing Next to You, and then tied for fifth is More and Friends.
Nice. Oh, Friends is a good one.
Friends is a good one.
I can't remember which one I picked. I think I'm pretty sure I know which one I picked, but.
Okay. I will tell you which one you picked, because it's the same one I picked, and it was Higgum.
Yeah, I knew it. So I was like, I remember being like, I'm going to pick Higgum for my favorite music video, so I don't have to worry about picking it as a favorite title or B-side, like a favorite title.
It was
track.
Getting Love Elsewhere, so.
Yes, I knew I was going to give it Love Elsewhere, because that was like a Quentin Tarantino movie
It was a full film.
It's so good. I was just like, this feels so... Ooh, it was like a story within it. All the other videos are amazing, but this one was just, it had like this cinematography and a story and so much behind it. I just loved this video so much. It's so good.
Iconic. Iconic.
Yeah, iconic.
Yep.
For real. All
right. Next award. Second favorite music video, because who can pick one? And the nominees are... All of the ones that I have listed above, so I'll go very quickly. People, Part 2, Higgum, Amygdala, Rainy Days, Love Me Again, Slow Dancing, Friends, Seven, 3D, Standing Next to You. And the winner for second favorite music video, because who can pick one, is Standing Next to You.
Yay!
This was a much closer voting and a little bit more piece of the pie. Some of these other videos got a little more pieces of the pie.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
Standing Next to You won with 24%. In second place was Higgum.
Mm-hmm.
Third place tied with 3D and Friends.
Oh, nice.
And then we have a five-way tie for fifth, which is between... Seven, The Astronaut, More, Wildflower, and Set Me Free Part 2. So that's how that one broke down.
Yeah.
So your favorite second music video was Set Me Free Part 2.
Yep.
And mine was Friends.
Yes, I was so tempted to choose Friends. I
love that video.
I was really tempted. But I was like, I got to give some love to Set Me Free Part 2. Because it needed some love from me. I really loved that. Like, Set when that free. Came out, I was like, oh, man, we are in for it. Like, Jimin.
Oh, yeah.
Jimin's gonna, like.
He said, I'm Jimin. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna come at you with a incredible
everything.
Song. Yeah. Incredible choreo. Incredible body.
And it didn't just, it wasn't like delivered to you in a letter and like you open it up and like you process it. It was just like slammed in your face. Like, here you go. Have it.
Yep.
So.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. I am here.
Yes. Yes.
F all my ops.
But Standing Next to You, though, I also do love that video. And I love that song just in general. So I'll never be mad at a vote for that one.
Yeah. The Friends video took me out. I loved it. I know. So much. It was so funny.
It's so well I know, done. Me too.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next award. Favorite solo album. I don't know. This is a big one. I might save it to the end. I'm going to save that one to the end. That's kind of like our, like...
Total.
Movie of the year kind of thing. So, I'm actually going to save that. So, next award is Most Memorable Sushita Moment.
Yes.
And the nominees are RM learns where Suga likes to write his music. Hint, it is in the bathroom.
He's releasing.
Yes, the release. RM hosts Arshita. J-Hope crashes Jin's episode. J-Hope met Suga in his underwear. Jimin and Suga get cute for fan signs. RM is not impressed by Suga's cuteness. J-Hope provides V playing the violin, rare footage. V and Suga reenact the Run BTS limbo scene. Jungkook won't leave. V crashes JK's episode and is just here to eat. And the winner for most memorable Tsushita moment goes to... with a whopping 65% of the votes. Jungkook won't leave.
Yay.
He refuses to leave the set and just keeps doing karaoke. Best moment of the year.
Yes.
Hands down. I fully yep. agree. That was the best episode. It was so, so funny.
Yeah.
But coming in second, V crashes Jungkook's episode and is just here to eat.
That was so funny, too. I love it.
Very
that
good. And then tied for third is Jimin and Suga get cute for fan signs. RM is not impressed by Suga's cuteness.
I knew it. I love that.
And V and Suga reenact Run BTS limbo scene.
Yes. So good. All good moments.
All very good. Very good. All right. Next award.
Oh, wait. What did we vote for? We voted for Jungkook.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yep. I voted for Jungkook won't leave.
Yeah.
And you did as well.
Yeah, I knew it.
I mean, yeah. It was my
favorite.
Good.
It was so good. And then he came out and yelled at him.
I know. So he was funny. Like, I'm trying to leave. Like, I so also you need like to leave go. The set.
I need to leave when you leave. Or, yeah. Fine, I'm leaving without you.
Fine, goodbye. Have fun. And then the crew, the staff just, like, stayed and hung out with him and just, like, had the best time.
They're like, do you want more to drink? Do you want to eat more? Like, are you hungry?
Yeah. They were, like, jamming on the side, like, arms up in the air.
Getting, like, a tiny little private, like, karaoke concert. Yeah. Oh, how lucky. What an amazing day at work. I also would just be there to hang out. I would go home and be like, I hate it here. I want to go back to work.
I know. Oh, so good. All right, next award, best chapter 2 photo.
Oh, the shirtless one. This was so tough.
Yep. Yeah. So chapter 2, V says it's not about them being shirtless, but I disagree 100%.
Yeah.
The nominees are Jin, RM, Suga, J-Hope.
What?
Jimin.
No way.
V. Jungkook.
Whoa, shocker.
So the pictures we chose for this, just as like a visual for you guys that are listening, I will verbally describe it to you. Jin's photo is him, shirtless, peering out towards the beach, like into the ocean. RM's photo is workout photos, obviously. It is like back photos of him doing pull-ups. So we are seeing some back muscles. Gorgeous. Suga, the photo for him was the photo shoot that he took where there were two versions of him,
the fire
no shirt,
ice.
Blue and pink, and it was like blue flowers like on his neck, and then the pink had like I don't even know, like sticks.
Yeah.
Pink like sticks kind of like around his head, again shirtless because you know how we do. J-Hope, who, again, you guys will hear me say this in the next episode because we already recorded it. J-Hope is a lady.
Such
he
a
is a lady, and he is modest.
He's so always covered. It was so hard for us to find. Chapter 2. If that's what V was meaning. He's like, it's not about, look at J-Hope. Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah.
One out of
the
seven.
The asterisk should be J-Hope. Yeah.
And Suga's is barely shirtless. You can see his clavicle.
Yes. It was, honestly, Suga and Soap gave us about the same amount of skin. We got maybe a touch more shoulder out of Suga.
So modest. Yeah. He could even be wearing a shirt just stretched down to, like, his mid-arms.
That is true, yeah. Mm-hmm. But J-Hope, we did get some incredible, very deep V-cut looks.
Yes.
So this one was his, one of his, I think the MM Mama. I think when he went to Mama.
Yeah.
So, like, his award look where he's just wearing this gorgeous suit, and that is a deep V. So that's the photo we chose for that. Mm-hmm. Jimin, his photo is from the Set Me Free Part 2 set where he is shirtless with the bomber jacket and all of the writing on his chest.
The German writing on his chest. That took us out. I remember
took us out.
That took us out.
Yeah. I remember. The photo for V is from one of the magazine shoots, and it's him, shirtless, jean jacket, and he has a flower tucked into the waistband of his jeans. And he's just looking real good. Looking real good.
Yikes.
And then Jungkook, the photo we chose was from the Calvin Klein, the first photo shoot that he did with them, where he's got, he's shirtless, jean jacket, jeans on, and his two hands are up in the air. And we're just seeing traps for days. So those were the nominees. And the winner for best chapter 2 photo goes to Jungkook.
Yes.
Jungkook.
Calvin.
Like, by quite a bit. 60% of the vote here picked Jungkook.
That was a tough category. Second.
It's a tough category. Like, this one was really tough.
Yeah.
That photo, though, with Jungkook is sort of iconic at this point.
Yeah.
And ARMY has, like, repurposed it so masterfully. So I, like, had to give it. I also chose Jungkook. Spoilers. Second place, Jimin. Tied for third place, V and Jin. Fourth place, Suga. So that is where we're at with that. And then you also chose Jungkook.
Yes. He's got us. He's taken us.
I mean, yeah. He like, there's no denying the man that he can take a really good photo.
Yep.
And it didn't hurt that he was also sponsored by Calvin Klein. I mean, that's kind of like, what they're known for as well. Okay. Last award of the night. This is the big one, you guys.
The big one, everyone.
Favorite solo album from the Chapter 2 era. I will say we did not include Hope on the Street Volume 1 because we made this before that dropped. So our apologies to J-Hope. Hope on the Street was not on here. But don't worry, you guys. Next episode, we will give Hope on the Street Volume 1
all of its
full
love. Yes.
A whole episode of love on there because it is such a good album. But favorite solo album. And the nominees are The Astronaut, Jack in the Box, Indigo, Face, D-Day, Layover, Golden. And this one is also a tie for first. So we have a tie, ladies and gentlemen, for favorite solo album between Golden and Indigo.
Oh, both good. Ooh. Very nice.
Both came in at about 30% of the vote. Indigo and Golden. Second place, D-Day.
Yay.
Third place, Face.
Nice.
So congrats Yay. To Jungkook and RM, winners of the first annual Jammies favorite solo album of the year. Woohoo! We know that, you know, RM and Jungkook, they couldn't make it tonight, so they have this pre-recorded video that they've sent in. Hey everyone, hey ARMY, this is RM of BTS.
Hey ARMY! I love you, ARMY!
And we just wanted to be here tonight to thank you guys. We wouldn't thank be you, here ARMY. If it wasn't for the love and we dedication love you, that ARMY. You guys show us. And we just want to touch you and we just want to be around you.
We want to focus on... We want to focus on...
And we just want to... Let you guys know that we'll be back. We're going to be finishing up our service and we'll be service back before you know it.
Before you know it, ARMY. Please don't change. This is for you, ARMY.
Thank you to RM and Jungkook of BTS. We knew we couldn't make it. And it was so nice. They pre-recorded that. Thank you, guys. It's amazing. I can't believe they were on our episode. We got a chance. We did it. We really did it.
I hope none of our audience is offended.
I know. Sorry, you guys.
Don't be offended. We're trying to be playful.
We're trying to be funny. Okay. And you're Korean. I didn't do that accent. You can get away with it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. It randomly popped out.
Your RN was spectacular.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We
want to
play with you. We want to.
When he said that during that award, like, acceptance speech, I was dying. It was so funny.
That was my favorite, too.
All right, everyone. That was so fun. Thank you again for participating.
Please, wait, you didn't let go us over know. Our vote.
Oh, we both chose golden. Yeah.
Oh,
we
yeah, both that chose makes golden.
Yep. Yep.
Makes sense.
It was honestly it was a toss up between indigo and golden for me, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think probably just because we've been listening to so much golden recently, it was just so fresh and yeah. in my brain. So I like.
It was yeah, a D-Day like and golden for me, but it had to go golden because we've been listening to it more often.
Yeah, I think so too.
But so that was the end of the first annual Jammies, everybody. Thank you so much for attending. We really appreciate it. So nice. Yes,
don't forget your swag bag on your way out the door. Yes. Thank you.
We've been your hosts, Uni Jude and...
And Uni Sarah.
And as always, everyone... Bora hey!